53, verse 3 to 6. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of suffering who knew what sickness was. He was like someone people turned away from. He was despised and we didn't value him. Yet he himself bore our sickness and he carried our pains. But we in turn regarded him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But he was pierced because of our rebellion, crushed because of our iniquities. Punishment for our peace was on him, and we are healed by his wounds. We all went astray like a sheep. We all have turned to our own way, and the Lord punished him for the iniquity of us all. May we have a blessed day.
But the biggest focus is on Jesus. That's what it's all about. Jesus is the one who is worthy. And you sung to that, and you praised our Lord. And I just want to thank you for that. It should be on. Is that better? Oh, okay, right. Okay, thank you. Sorry, I didn't see the light there. All right then, so today, it's lovely seeing you all here today. It's good to see our regular church members. It's good to see some visitors as well. And we hope that you'll be able to stay behind afterwards and join us for the time of refreshments. And in our sermon today, we're going to be looking at that text that we read so often, where Jesus says, and the text is read for us every time we have a communion service, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 13 onwards. And right in the middle of verse 24, Jesus says, "Take, eat. This is my body that is broken for you." And I don't know about you, but when I hear the word body, I tend to think of, okay, yes, that this is the body, it's the life of Jesus that was broken for us. And this week, as I was reflecting on what it was that God wants us to reflect on, is perhaps we need to go a little bit deeper to try to understand what does it mean when God is saying through Jesus that his body is broken for us. Thank you, children, for coming up for the children's story. It's good to hear your knowledge of biology. And they were a little bit shy to start off with, weren't they? But gradually we discovered actually they knew a lot more than when they were willing to put their hands about. Because the body that we've been given has got all sorts of different parts. And every part is necessary for our health. For those of you who studied medical sciences, whether you're nurses or practitioners in different ways, you know how every different organ of the body is absolutely necessary to be working at tip-top condition for us to be in good health. If there's one part that starts to begin to decline in function for some reason or other, then we start to suffer. And in this text, Jesus says that it's his whole body that is given for us, meaning his life, but also what would it mean if we understand what every part of the life of the body of God does for us in Christ. Jesus, as we often talked about, has a heart, but he also had lungs, he also had, you know, as we discovered, you know, he had digestive organs, he had every other organ that we know of that you and I have. And every one of those was given to us for a purpose. God's mind, his brain. I know in the past generations we didn't understand much about how the brain worked or why it was so important. But what we were discovering more is just about how the brain is an incredibly complex organ that can adjust different ways of thinking that affect the whole body. So as a man thinks, so is he. And what happens is that physical health and mental health are very much interactive. And when God gave his mind for us, when God gave his brain for us, he wanted his healing, the mental wellness for all of us to be able to understand that when he was laying it down in death on the cross, he wanted us to be raised to good mental health as only his mind can transform our minds. I found this picture of a kind of glass heart that's painted, and I thought, yes, that heart shows in a sense something beautiful about the colors of God's love for us, because the heart of God, which in Jesus was beating human blood during his life, reflects in a way the emotional content of God's love for us. That when Jesus laid down his life, he allowed the organ that is so obvious in its function to be able to eventually stop beating. He sacrificed that desire that all of us have to keep living, because he wanted, through the cross, to give us a dramatic example of his incredible love for us. The love that will go to any length in order to show how much you are cared for. When God's body was broken, in a sense, we sometimes talk about people's hearts being broken, don't we? You know, when love, you know, is unrequited, for instance. And it is a real tragedy when that happens. What's an enormous tragedy is when we as Christians don't recognize, as human beings, don't recognize the immense love of God for us, that we don't return that love to him. And indeed, as we break the bread and drink the wine today, our love and experience of the love of God is renewed. And so we're invited into that place of renewing our hearts to give them back to Jesus. Here's an AI image of some lungs. It's amazing what AI can do today. I used quite a lot of AI on this. I had to tell it exactly what I wanted, and it brought up some fantastic illustrations like this one here. The lungs, as the children told us today, are necessary in order for us to get the oxygen of life. And we too need to breathe in with the lungs of spiritual life, to allow the oxygen of the presence of God's grace and his spirit to fill us in order to give our spiritual lives life. And so when Jesus was giving his whole body, that ability to be inspired, he was lying down when he died. But the good news is that he didn't just give up his last breath. There was a time coming, and we'll look at that in a moment, when he was going to be inspired again. But there's different parts of Jesus that he gave for us. His hands, symbolizing for him the healing and service that he gave. And he is calling us to remember not only how he gave up his ability to serve humanity during that time when he was dead. And he reminds us that life and the ability to be able to use the muscles and the bones and all the different organs that we have are so important, because in doing so, we are becoming the hands and also the feet of Jesus, walking towards those who are broken, ministering and healing. And I just invite you today, as you take part in these emblems, to invite the broken body of God, when we remember what Jesus did for us on the cross, to in turn fill us with such love that we will want to walk in the way that Jesus walked, towards those that are in need, rather than simply towards our own personal pleasure and self-satisfaction. The obvious metaphor of what Jesus is used in the New Testament quite frequently is the way that his blood was given to us. The blood is a symbol in the Old Testament of life. And so Jesus' blood was spilled on the cross. And Jesus' blood, in a sense, in the symbolism of that, in the symbolism of it being the life that he promises for us, is then renewed as we receive, in a sense, a blood transfusion. I don't know how many of you give blood. I've sometimes mentioned this before. It's an important thing to do, and I think it's one way in which healthy people can help the unhealthy in a small way. But when we give blood, it's just a small unit, 400 milliliters, whatever, small proportion of our blood. But what Jesus did, he didn't just give a small bit. He gave his whole life. He sacrificed in order that at this communion table we can be given a blood transfusion ourselves, so that we can receive life, and life not just now, but life eternal. You see, because it's by his wounds that we are healed. They were real, genuine wounds. Jesus was a physical being. A lot of people have suggested, and you know, there were different sects in the past and different theologies that said actually Jesus wasn't really totally human. He was just a kind of spirit human. But what Jesus went through on the cross was a real death. He had a genuine body with all of the organs that we've been talking about today. And that is the body that Jesus gave for us. And the scars of those wounds continue. But the great news is, and as much as we celebrate the whole body of Christ being broken for us, in all the intricacies of the different parts, we realize that the resurrection body that Jesus was given on that Easter Sunday is a reminder of the revitality of every different part of our body, and the goodness of what God wants to do through our lungs, through our minds, through our muscles and our bones and our digestive system, and especially through our hearts, that he wants to give us total resurrection life in every part of our being. And it's my hope and prayer that you will experience that in this communion service today. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that in Jesus you are willing to give away everything that is precious. Your whole body and every system in your body was given that we might have renewal, that these physical functions that our bodies practice in order to give us this wonderful miracle of life, you want us to experience not only the rejuvenation that comes in the healing that you bring to us physically, and some of us who've been ill can be really glad for that, but you also want to revitalize every dimension of our beings. And as we reflect and take part in this communion service today, may you reach areas of our lives that we have never invited you to be part of. And may your transformation indeed lead to that great resurrection when you come back on the clouds of heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to invite you to join us for the Ordinance of Humility. It sounds very, very official, doesn't it? But the service of humility is an opportunity where we have to do what Jesus invited us to do, and to wash one another's feet. And to keep it modest, we invite the ladies to go out to this room here, and the gentlemen will be down that end. And you're invited, whether it's something you're comfortable with or not, you know, just come and pray with us. You don't have to take part if you don't want to. Or if you just want to observe, just be there with us and perhaps be ministered to, that your physical body can be touched and healed as well. Thank you.
I'm going to invite Uncle Colin for the children's story at this time when we are going to have the humility service.
Too.